welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we were beginning a time of looking at the very subject of prayer, which is our lifeline to God. And my purpose in doing this is to really lay a foundation or groundwork as to what the Word of God says about prayer. Now, this might be a very basic subject. If you walk with the Lord for any length of time, you'd say, well, you know, I know about prayer. But, beloved, prayer is the most exciting avenue of revelation and exploration we could never exhaust all the many different kinds of prayer. It is our relationship with God. We don't see, in fact, very few of us can actually see Jesus face to face unless we're, you know, have a vision or some supernatural experience. But this is our way that we communicate with our Heavenly Father. And it's a way in which we can draw close to Him, and He can speak to our hearts, and there can be a dialogue. There can be the sweetest fellowship known to the heart of man, and that is fellowship with our God, because that is why we were created. And so we looked at scriptures which definitely confirm the fact that God hears and He answers prayer. But sometimes there are delays, and sometimes He answers differently from our desire. For example, let's look at 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 8 and 9. And this is Paul speaking, the great apostle Paul. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice. Three times he asked the Lord that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, in other words, the Lord answered him by saying, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So here the Lord was saying, I'm not going to answer your prayer because I have a higher purpose involved for you that you may not fully understand. And He says that very same thing to each one of us. Sometimes we can be so in the natural bitterly disappointed or frustrated that we don't see answers, but that's when we have to just stop for a minute. Some of you listening right now, you're very discouraged. You've been praying and you don't see results. But this is the time in which you have to trust the goodness of your Heavenly Father. He knows what He's doing. He has heard you. He's not deaf to your cry. He knows all about and everything that you're going through. But that is why you have to trust Him. Look at all that Job went through. The Word says that he was a perfect and an upright man, none like him in all the earth. And yet all those calamities happened to him. Was it because there was secret sin in his life? No, it's because of what was happening in heaven. The devil threw God a challenge and said, the only reason he's serving you is because you put a hedge round about him. You've blessed him every way possible. But the Lord wanted to show the court of heaven. He wanted to demonstrate before the universe that He has a people who will love and serve Him regardless of whatever occurs. Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust Him. That's what those beautiful, immortal words that Job spoke. Did he understand? Of course he didn't. But through the course of what he went through, he developed a new relationship with God, and God blessed him in a much greater way than he had all of his former experiences. So God gave him a rich and full life after the testing, but he stood faithful to God. And beloved, you might be in the throes of desperation right now, but are you able to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't know what's going on. It seems like it's gone from bad to worse, but Lord, I do trust you. That's all that he's asking of us, that we will stand faithful to him. Sometimes he doesn't answer the way we want, just as Paul experienced. Sometimes he'll answer immediately. Look at Isaiah 65 and 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. Haven't you had that experience? Sometimes you haven't even asked him for something, and he does something so delightful, something so touching, so personal, that you know he's granted one of the desires of your heart, and you might not have even asked for it at that time. And surely, one of the most exciting things is he will answer beyond our expectation. Jeremiah 33 and says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. I will shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In Ephesians from the New Testament 3 and 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Praise God. You know, I'm being very personal right now, but I was thinking of a time I was just newly saved, and I had been in a long-standing relationship with a man. I dearly loved this man, but he wasn't saved, and of course, I was praying for his salvation. All this was in, like, you know, just the first few weeks when I had experienced the new birth, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to give him up for me. Will you do it? And at that point in time, there was no immorality going on. And it was one of the most painful things I had ever done. And yet, I was in tears. I was saying, yes, because I love you and because I put you first, I will do this thing. And thank God I was obedient. My life would have never been, it never turned out the way it is, because after I made that decision and I willfully gave my Isaac, if you would, to the Lord, then God had someone prepared for me, and his name was Neil Glass. I had never married before, and he was the husband that God chose to give to me, and we had a marriage that was made in heaven. And I know some of you might be listening right now, and a lot of those prayers are centering around the desires of your heart. You want a godly spouse, and you've got your heart set on this particular person. Well, it may or may not be the person that God has for you. It is crucially, critically important. You have God's will in such a life-changing decision as this. It better be who the Lord has for you. And because of waiting on God, he will give you your heart's desire. This was the man I had. As I look back now, he's been with the Lord now since 1997. It was a marriage truly made in heaven, beyond all that I could ask or think. And just a very recent situation. I'm very much an animal person, and some months back I had to put my beloved purebred black German Shepherd down because she had lost bowel control and use of her hind legs. And some months had passed, and I have another dog, Albie. She's a therapy dog, and she was lonely. You know, dogs are social animals. So I went to the local Canyon County shelter on a Monday, and I found a dog. She was a senior. They have a great program, Seniors for Seniors. There's no charge if a senior adopts a senior dog. And my heart was really set on this dog, but I had a very busy week of ministry, and there was no way that I could deal with a new dog in our household. I had two cats and a dog, and there was no way. And so I said, well, if she's supposed to be mine, she'll be there on Friday, because they won't hold the dog. I called on Tuesday night. She was still there. Wednesday, she was still there. And then I didn't have a chance to call Thursday. But when I came back on Friday, I brought Albany, and she was gone. And so I looked at the the three senior dogs they had, a spayed female, and I wasn't really taken with the one that I got. But when I got her home, she has turned out to be the most wonderful dog. That's a classic example of the Lord didn't give me what I wanted, what I thought I wanted, but He gave me something far better. And she was a stray, and I can't believe she's well trained. She doesn't let me out of her sight. So it's just a small little thing, but let me tell you, friend, when it affects your whole life, your household, for those of you who are animal people, the choice of a pet is crucially, it's very, very important because it affects your lifestyle, your day-to-day life. And so in the small and in the big things, you know, life decisions, marriage, should you change your job, should you move, God will give the very best for you if you will wait on Him. And, you know, we do have a motive for continuing to pray. Psalm 116 and 2 says, "Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live." He does hear and answer prayer. Now, as I said, God always answers prayer. As Brother Glass used to say, God always answers prayer. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he said no, and sometimes he said just wait. Well, now we want to turn our attention on delays in prayer. And this is where the importance of faith comes in. Saints of God are assured of answers to prayer. 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will," beloved, that's important right there, I'm pausing, "if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." Beloved, that's faith. And then, of course, remember James, the 5th chapter, 16 and 18, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not upon the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit." Think about this, beloved. That great prophet, that great servant of the Lord, was a man just as we are. He sat down under a juniper tree. He complained and murmured as we have done. He was unbelieving as we have often been. But when he was in touch with God, praise God, things happened. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to look at 1 Kings 18 and look a little closer at this. But I invite you now, if you have prayer needs, this ministry has been raised up by God to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. And next year, it'll be 50 years that we've done this in obedience to the Lord. I love you. Won't you jot down that information? I'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be you.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.